You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's get a huge scoring night in the NBA. Joel Embiid with the Sixers record 70 points in a win versus the Spurs. Meanwhile, Karl Anthony Towns broke Kobe Bryant's record for most points in the first half since at least 96-97. He got 44 of his 62 then. Stephen A., what do you make of the big man in today's NBA?
I was incredibly happy and proud of Joel Embiid, who's putting the NBA on notice that he is the reigning league MVP. Now he's coming for something more, a title, and he's playing like it. Props to him. Karl Anthony Towns, not so much. You dropped 62 points, but about 58 of them came in the first three quarters. And then the next thing you know, you only make two baskets in the fourth quarter, and y'all lose an 18-point lead and ultimately lose the game because you forget how to play defense because everybody was caught up on Karl Anthony Towns dropping 60. That is the difference between somebody that's aiming for a championship and a team that's relatively immature and needs to grow up a little bit more. They got the talent, but they got to be more disciplined and mature, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, Shannon.
For Karl Anthony Towns, far too many times, there's these teams. He's got 18 points. He's got 20 points. This is the Karl Anthony Towns that they took number one overall, that right. can play with his back to the basket, can shoot the three, can get to the foul line. This is the not 62 points, Stephen A., but right. this is the Karl Anthony Towns that the Minnesota Timberwolves need to see on a more consistent basis
in,
in order for them to get to where they want to be. Look, they lost, and they should have never lost this game. But I was happy to see Karl Anthony Towns look like Cat. We've been calling Karl Anthony Towns. If you want to be called Cat, you need to have more games like this.
We need to see it in the fourth quarter, too, though. You can't do all that, and then you fold in the fourth quarter. No. Can't do that.
All right. The second annual NBA Rivals Week begins tomorrow with KD and the Suns taking on Luka and the Mavs at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific on ABC. Plus, Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs, host SGA and OKC, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central on ESPN. NBA Countdown, tipping off our coverage, Malika and the crew at 7 on ESPN. Oh, there he is. There he is. Suns out, guns out. Pat, how
team, how we doing? Hey, it is an honor to be here. Obviously, Uncle Shannon Sharp is immortalized forever in Saturday Night Live history with one of the funniest sketches they've had in a long time. Stephen A. Smith was on with Howard Stern this morning. Yeah. Are you kidding me? And Molly, I assume you're just cover model for every single magazine that's out there right now. It's an honor to be joining you, elite human beings. That is for sure.
I just want to know, Pat, did you notice Stephen A.'s suit today?
Ooh,
I know.
How could you not? The purple is fly. It's a beautiful thing, you know? Yeah. And the tie and then the pinstripe there underneath. I mean, the guy's always clean. Always clean. So, I mean, that's just
Molly, you heard that, Shay? You heard that, Shay? Yeah. Shay, you taking notes?
I am. But Stephen A., Molly be trying to throw a little shade on, you know, low key. Oh,
right.
Oh, P-Mac, you see Stephen A. suit? You know the man see it. He got him up on the screen.
Yeah. She's saying, hey, you got anything to say about this purple suit?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be picking sides. All right, three's a crowd, Shannon.
That's right, Shannon. Shannon. You do you.
Yeah.
You do you, bro.
Shannon, don't be taking sides here.
Moment.
All right, speaking of purple, you like that transition. Lamar Jackson took over in the second half, throwing two TD passes and running for two scores. And the Baltimore Ravens pulled away to defeat C.J. Stroud and the Texans and punch Baltimore's ticket to host the AFC Championship game. Meanwhile, Mahomes shown classic Mahomes magic. Boy, is he unreal. As he led his Chiefs to their sixth straight AFC Championship and sent Josh Allen in the Bills packing. Hey, Mac, you're up first. Tell me this, sir. More impressive run thus far. Would you go with Mahomes or Lamar?
Well, I think Lamar and the Ravens have been absolutely dominant all year. I mean, this has been the Ravens team. I think I saw a stat earlier on Get Up or maybe here on First Take where they've beaten 11 teams with winning records this season, which is the most in NFL history in this entire thing. So what the Ravens have done against great teams all year has been nothing short of dominant. But I think the thing that is so fun to me to watch this Kansas City Chiefs team in the middle of a dynasty run is they had to figure it out this year. They have a very new team, a new way of doing things. Vibes were low. Remember Travis Kelce was throwing his helmet. Taylor Swift was bummed out up in the suite. Patrick Mahomes was about to fight a ref at one point. I mean, it was very negative. It was very different. And since then, they've had to find their way. And for the first time having to go on the road in the playoffs against the Buffalo Bills, it felt like they relished that. They enjoyed it. It was the first time they got a chance to be the heels and go suck the happiness out of an entire city in Buffalo. So both are impressive. Obviously, what Lamar and the Ravens have done all year is great. But this is different for Mahomes this year. And I think that has been cool to watch as one of our GOATs kind of has to evolve and change his game in the middle of a season.
I agree with what you said, P-Mac. Patrick Mahomes had his worst statistical season since he's been in the NFL as a starter. The receivers led the league in drops. We saw the Ravens, since about week 8, they've been the best team in football. Remember the demolition job they did against the Lions? Remember the job when they beat down Seattle, when Seattle was really good? What about what they did to the Miami Dolphins? And then everybody remember on Christmas, they went to the Bay and dropped a bomb on the 49ers. So we are not surprised that the Ravens are here. We're absolutely shocked, given how the Kansas City Chiefs had looked all year long, that they ended up in the AFC Championship game. Remember, this was the first time they've had a road playoff game in Patrick Mahomes' career. And they went on the road, and they did the job, got the job done against Buffalo. And here they are in the AFC Championship game, which most people believe that the Ravens are going to run away with this game. I'm most surprised. The most impressive run thus far for me has been the Kansas City Chiefs, because the best they had looked all year was against Buffalo. The Ravens have looked good since about week 8, because we see what they drop on Miami, 60? And they did a number on the Lions. They did a number on the 49ers. They did a number on Seattle when Seattle was good. The Ravens have been good. Nobody is surprised that the Ravens and Lamar Jackson are here.
You are very lucky, Shannon, that we got to get ready to go in a couple of minutes because The Rock is coming into the house, because I would jump all over you. Let me tell you something. Pat McAfee, let me tell you something right now. This same Shannon Sharp was on national television yesterday. Have you seen Lamar and what he has done? Do you have any idea how big this story is? Well, when we talk about their run, you're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs winning a couple of games this postseason. They in the AFC Championship game. Mad love and respect to the great Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid. But last time I checked, there was a season. And throughout this season, I didn't see them beat Detroit. I saw Baltimore beat Detroit down. I didn't see them beat Seattle. I saw them beat Seattle down. I'm looking down to this schedule right here, okay? I saw them going to L.A. and beat the Chargers, okay? I saw them come back home, beat the Rams after a bye week. I saw them shut down Jacksonville, who was hot at that particular moment in time. They boat raced the damn San Francisco 49ers, and in back-to-back weeks, then they smacked up Miami and dropped 56 on them. I'm sorry. We gonna go two weeks with Kansas City, learned how to catch the damn ball 2 weeks ago. And we gonna sit up there and say that that's more impressive than what we have seen throughout this season versus Lamar Jackson. What am I missing, P-Mac?
Hey, listen, while Lamar Jackson's been the most dominant player on a football field, any football field all year, I 100% agree with everything you're saying. But I think what Shannon and I are talking about is this the first time we've had to see Patrick Mahomes and his Chiefs team kind of change what they were doing, figure out during the year the puzzle in the Rubik's Cube. So I think that is something that we were trying to put over while also acknowledging that M&T Bank Stadium is no joke in Baltimore. What they have done to everybody, likely becoming one of the top tight ends in the league, with Mark Andrews coming back on the other side. Nelson Aguilar catching balls and babies if he had to. Shout out back to his Philadelphia time. You're saying Zay Flowers, one of the most explosive people on earth. Dalvin Cook got the ball a couple different times and gained some yards. I mean, that team with that offensive line and what Lamar has done, amazing, absolutely phenomenal.
Hey.
MVP season, but Patrick Mahomes and Chiefs have done something they haven't had to do yet, and we got to witness it for the first time. Hey, so I think that's why Unc and I are impressed.
Pat, I know, you know, Shannon and SA are kind of BFDs, right? Shannon's a Hall of Famer, the whole deal. You know, Stephen A is like number one guy in media, you know, him and Shannon, the whole thing. But I actually have someone here, an even bigger deal, that wants to say hi to you right now. So if we could open that up. There he is.
My man.
How are you? So good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
It's great to see you. Honored to have you in studio, my man.
Good to see you guys. Finally. Honored to be here.
Yes.
Pat, before we jump in, I want you to be able to say hello to your guy.
My brother, Pat. How are you?
Hey, Rock, not as good as you, baby, but hoping to one day be. Congrats on all the success. You're now a board member, bro, for a multi-billion-dollar company. Go on, Rock. Go on, dude.
Yes, yes. Tell us about the major announcement today.
So we had a major announcement this morning. We opened up the stock exchange. I had the honor of ringing that bell. The major announcement is I have a board appointment. I was asked to join the board of TKO. And not only that, but within the deal, the very complex deal that we created and I signed with Ari Emanuel, who I've been doing business with for 20 years, who's also been my agent, I get full ownership of the name The Rock, along with some other things as well. So that unprecedented.
That doesn't happen.
Molly, it does not happen. And that was incredible. So it was really a very, very special morning, special announcement. But also, I just think that, you know, my grandfather, who was a pro wrestler for WWE, my dad, who was a pro wrestler for WWE, Trailblaze, both men of color, they would have never thought a day like this would come. And here I am sitting at this table, a table that they helped to build.
That's right.
And it's very, very special.
And that's exactly where I was going. I mean, to be the son of a man that helped build this very company, that obviously for you to be in the position that is in, as you reflect on this at this particular moment, what does it feel like for you?
It feels like the greatest blessing. This business, had it not been for this business of pro wrestling, this business gave me life. I've had a very lucky and fortunate career to have accomplished a few things in my life, but it all came from this business. Yeah. It all came from my very first match ever in the WWE. Mm-hmm. It was at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
And that is Sink or Swim, New York City, baby.
Yeah.
And that was a very special night. And so as life can come full circle, as it has, for me in this way, sitting on the board, the WWE publicly traded back then with my grandfather and my dad. They were paycheck to paycheck guys, living hardcore. And here we are, and here I am on this board. Again, a table that they helped build, complete ownership of the name The Rock. Had it not been for this name The Rock, I feel like there'd be no wrestling stardom, there'd be no Hollywood career. So I owe so much to the name The Rock, that wild lunatic that I was able to actually be myself in. So it's very, very special.
And deriving from the lineage. And your father was the first champion, black champion in the WWE, correct?
He was. My dad was first black tag team champions with Mr. USA, Tony Atlas. And those guys paved the way and allowed for a bigger embrace for me and fighters and athletes of color, but also just my generation.
Mm-hmm. I want to bring my man Shannon in here because your brother, right? Go ahead, Shannon.
You know what? I was going to call you DJ, but since you got the full ownership name of The Rock, I'm going to say The Rock.
That's it.
But I want to give you your flowers because do you understand how inspirational what you've been able to accomplish is? The football career, you tear your knee up and you're not able to have the NFL career that you wanted. And Rock, I'm not so sure you're the most talented guy in any profession, but it's hard for me to believe that there's someone that'll outwork you. Because that's something that you can control, is hard work. You might not have the most talent. There might be people that were born with more talent than Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But that's hard for me to believe. And so seeing you, the success that you've had, you've given me inspiration. Because if I see you do it, it can be done. So that means I can do it or someone else can do it. So I just want to say thank you from a guy that played the game of football, that had a little success, that's now in the media. Rock, what you've been able to do and what you've been able to become is truly an inspiration, not only to people of color, and I want the kudos for that, but to anybody to let you know what you can be if you put your mind to it. So thank you.
Man, I appreciate that. That means a lot, Shannon. Thank you very much. And that means a lot, especially coming from you, who, you know, you in a way, and I always tell Strahan this, these guys live my dream. My dream was to play in the NFL. My dream when I was a kid wasn't, hey, I want to become a pro wrestler and publicly trade a company one day. It was, I felt football was the way out, because in wrestling, my dad was making maybe $120,000 a year. That was back then. Taxes, expenses, you're not left with a lot.
Right.
So much different back then. So football was always the dream. So for me, I always say that making it to the NFL was the best thing that never happened, because, man, that drive and chip that it put on my shoulder, that never goes away.
But one thing before you jump in really quick that I think separates you, it's how you treat people as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Regardless of title, regardless of who it is, you know, it's in your heart and it's authentic, and fans galvanize with that.
You're an incredible role model. You've done so much
for
so many people. You're one of the best people people in the business, no question about it.
We're all lucky, though, by the way, right? I feel like it's lucky. So, like, I always feel like being kind and nice to fans is the easiest part of our job.
Yeah, but not everybody stays that humble and down to earth and treats everyone the same. And I've noticed that about you.
Thank you. I'm sorry, brother. I interrupted you.
Stephen A.
Go ahead, Shannon.
I wanted to jump in. I was like, Rock, do you think I could have been a professional wrestler? I mean, I think I got the talk game. I think y'all could have taught me the moves. I think I'd have been pretty good, Rock. What you think?
You would have laid some Shay Shay Smackdown.
Hold on. One second. Shannon, who says it's too late?
Yeah.
Your stack.
What that's about.
Come on, you're chiseled.
You're a beast. I seen you working out.
Come on, Shannon.
No. My hips, my two replaced hips, Rock, says it's too late.
Okay. You're not like Shakira. Your hips too high.
Because we're talking about fans, talk about dreams coming true. There's a lot of people that's dreaming to see you wrestle. are we going to see that? I mean, WrestleMania is coming up. Raw. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff with the WWE. I'm asking you this question.
Yes.
Are we going to see you?
Well, you know, look, you guys know, I feel like you know me. I'm a long gamer.
Yeah.
And I mean, I like to build. And this is something like this. What this is, if myself and Roman Reigns were to main event WrestleMania, and I mean this very respectfully, of all the WrestleManias prior, because I grew up in this business and I love it, we could possibly put on, with us as a main event and this incredible group of men and women who are these incredible performers, we could possibly put on the greatest and the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance, Molly. There's a chance.
I'm saying there's more than a chance.
I love this business. I love pro wrestling. I love WWE. But I also have this deep passion to grow it and to build it. And if we're going to do something like this, I want the world to watch.
But when
something
you say
like,
grow
yes,
it,
yes,
I need you to be specific. When you're talking about growing it and taking it to another level, you're a visionary. Yes. You can't achieve what you have achieved in your life and in your career without having a vision. When you look at you and your involvement now on this level, what do you see in the future that isn't there now?
Okay, I mean this respectfully, because as we all, my grandfather, my dad, men of that time and eras, they helped build and pave this road that we're all on in terms of the wrestlers on the wrestling side.
Yes.
There is still a global footprint that the WWE can continue to, that the WWE can continue to anchor into. There are places to go, there are people to bring in, right? And there are reach. Now, I mean that again respectfully, because these performers have worked so incredibly hard in growing the company of the WWE. But if the ambition is there, and our ambition is there, not only on the TKO side, but just me personally, because I love the business, if we cast the net, and this is the net here, and it's continuing to be cast here, if we were to do a WrestleMania, and it would be Rock and Roman, if we go down that route, then let's cast the net way over there.
I got an idea for you.
Tell me.
I got an idea for you. I grew up watching the WWF.
Yes.
You understand me?
I'm talking
Randy Macho Man Savage. I'm talking, listen. I'm talking about that.
He's auditioning.
Here's what I'm saying to you right now. I really believe the success of wrestling was not just because of the wrestlers. It's because of the bad guy managers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about stuff.
Oh, it's an angle.
I'm not talking about myself. When you think about Paul came and forgot. Oh, I mean, my God. Yes. He came in here. He's scared to live in. It's the first time in my life I said, I can't debate that person. I can't beat him. I mean, when you got
Paul's
somebody that know how to talk smack combined with the great wrestlers, hey. You got to find
them. Well, do you have anyone in mind? Like, do you know any actors that maybe are in General Hospital?
Anyone that's allowed now?
How about this?
That's possibly available.
I mean, if needed and called upon.
How about this?
I have to make sure I put on about 30 pounds before I even get in the vicinity of y'all. I don't want nobody touching me.
He's got off his protein.
How about this? Paul Heyman manages Roman Reigns. Currently, right now, Roman Reigns is a Universal Champion. As I always like to say, they were both here, right?
They were both here.
I like to say, there's the Mount Rushmore Pro Wrestling. And who's on that list is debatable. But there's one more mountain that's being built right now with one face and one head, and it's Roman Reigns.
Right.
Okay? His manager is Paul Heyman.
That's right.
If we were to go to WrestleMania,
right,
and it was Paul Heyman managing Roman Reigns, the Universal Champion, right, facing The Rock, the People's Champion, the most electrifying man in all of entertainment, the People's Champ, the People's Choice, and he's got a manager in Stephen A. Smith.
Don't do it.
Let's hear what that WrestleMania promo would sound like.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Yes, I like that idea. I would have to do that.
What are we gonna do?
I'll figure it out.
Come on.
I'll figure it out.
How would we win?
I have time. Excuse me, we're gonna win?
How would we win?
Well, first of all, I think you're better.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
Paul Heyman will try to cheat.
Yes.
I would keep my eyes on him.
And if he does cheat, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I'd have a sidekick. I'd have Shannon with me to beat him up.
Yeah. I'm coming in with the chair.
Nobody's touching me. But I would definitely have.
You'd have some goons.
Shannon. I'd have some goons. Yeah. One of them would be Shay. Shannon. I'd have Shannon, you know. And then, obviously, you know what? I would handle whatever you needed me to handle.
So here's what I need. I need you to handle it. I need Shannon to handle it. And then at the right time, go ahead, Shannon.
Steel cage match, Texas bull rope match, death match, whatever kind of match they want to have.
I want a steel cage.
You both
death match.
Yeah, I want a steel cage match.
No steel cage. We don't need no steel cage because that means we have to get in there. We don't want to do that.
You don't want to get stuck in the cage.
We don't want to get stuck in the cage. No cage.
At the right time, you do what you do. Shannon, you do what you do. And then at the right time, I'm going to turn to one human being who's going to take care of everything for us.
That's right.
And that's Molly.
Yeah.
Come on.
The Rock. Rock, you said something earlier. You said you wanted to grow the WWE globally. Would you like to see the WWE have a footprint? What the NBA has been able to do globally, we see so many different NBA players from all over the world. It's just not an American sport anymore. Is that when you say you want the WWE footprint globally? Is that what you mean?
That's a great question, Shannon. Yes, and just to clarify, WWE is a global brand, and they do very, very well. I'm very proud of them. And back when I was wrestling full time, we were doing our best to open up these territories all around the world, and they continue to do so. But if that is the goal and they continue to do that, let's reach for more. Mm-hmm. Let's reach for more people who maybe necessarily don't watch the product, but let's bring them in week by week. Compelling storylines leading up to WrestleMania or a next WrestleMania or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So my thought and my goal is with the WWE is to continue to build out the brand and to make it, to continue to anchor it in as the worldwide leader in sports and entertainment.
And people want that joy, that entertainment, that competition.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. That joy, it's like unbridled, frenetic joy that you bring people. It's
yes,
the best.
Absolutely. Life can get heavy, and we need the levity, and you guys are bringing
Amen.
That. And there's more people that you can reach and touch. Absolutely.
And you guys are the greatest entertainers in the world. I mean, I can't say enough about the wrestlers. And listen, they are entertainers. What
absolutely.
They bring in front of the camera, and in front of the microphone. When you look at The Rock, when you look at Goldberg back in the day, so many
too.
Is, of course,
yes.
phenomenal athletes.
Sure.
But you draw in that audience. You draw in that audience. It's what matters because people want to hear what you have to say. They want to be enticed.
I always say this with wrestlers, is as you were saying, it's such a hard sports/entertainment.
Right.
There's no seasons. It's all year round.
Yep.
And back when I was, we're working 230 dates a year, different city every night, away from your family all the time. It's tough.
The road's a grind.
Road's a grind.
It's fun, but it is a grind. Separate.
Yeah. You played football.
I did.
There's an AFC championship game and an NFC championship game coming up this weekend.
There is.
San Fran, Detroit. Kansas City, Buffalo.
Yes.
We ain't hear anything from you about what you think about those two games.
Well, why do you say it like that?
I'm just asking.
Like
I'm just asking.
Yeah, you didn't ask me. Okay, ask me the direct question.
Who's going to win?
If you go Chiefs or Ravens in the AFC Championship, would you say Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson?
It's tough.
It's a pick 'em in my mind.
It's tough. I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Because?
I think Lamar Jackson is doing incredible things, and I think much like with Detroit, sometimes you could just feel, and I mean this respectfully now. I know people in KC are going to get hot. Right. People in San Fran. I was born in that era, Bay Area kid. But something starts to happen with this mentality where you are grinding and people are telling you, yeah, I don't know if you got that shot. They're not saying it now. But before, and what they're doing in Baltimore with Lamar, what they're certainly doing in Detroit, it's a thing that happens. You could start to feel mana swinging in that way.
Okay, let me pivot really quickly. Speaking of the WWE stuff, please send Nick Khan my love. He's a dear friend.
I love Nick.
So, yes. He's the best. He's absolutely the best.
Nick was very instrumental in putting this entire deal together for me. Nick, obviously, Ari and Mark Shapiro.
He's the ultimate businessman, but he's such a good human being as well.
Mark Shapiro's my guy, and Nick Khan has been texting me for the last hour.
Tell Nick he's dead to me because I haven't gotten one text. All right, I got two more questions for you, and then I'm going to let you roll. Okay. You know I love football.
Yes.
And so proud of everything that you were doing with the XFL, and obviously,
Thank you, Sam Acho,
and I know you're paying it forward there, and you love the sport. And you want to give these guys an opportunity. And now there's a new partnership there as well, right? You're working on that, the XFL and the USFL?
Combining? Yeah, so we officially merged leagues. And it wound up being, well, we'll see, fingers crossed, how we do this spring. But I think it's going to work out. We got a real shot with this now that we've merged. XFL, USFL merged together to create the UFL. Mm-hmm. And we found great success this past season with the XFL. USFL on their side found some really great success, too. Mm-hmm. Here's the bottom line. Is as a guy who just loves the game of football, put my hands in the dirt. That was my dream. Never happened for me. But now, as life comes full circle, we're able just to create these opportunities for guys. And what we have found is, and I love saying this, 53 men, as you guys know, on an NFL roster. I was always number 54. Yeah. DJ, you're good. If you were a little bit better, if you had more experience, then you would have made it, possibly. We provide that experience. But being number 54 created a chip that was put on my shoulder that never went away. The players that come to us, you find, are playing with that chip. So it's the same thing when we talk about Baltimore and we talk about Detroit. There's a chip there. Mm-hmm. Baltimore has never been in a Super Bowl. I'm sorry, no. Detroit has never been in a Super Bowl. And
since 1957.
It's unbelievable.
That's 1957.
Incredible. Right, so there's
the city of Detroit has overcome so much. Absolutely.
Overcome. Yeah, and that's what we're finding with our players. So I think we got a real shot. I think the quality of football is going to be great. And we'll see. Here we go.
Yeah, and more stories to tell. Okay, before we let you roll. So I'm a total daddy's girl, even though I'm old, and it is what it is. And I love on social media the moments when you share with your family, your beautiful wife, your little girls. Can I just show one little video really quickly? This amazing moment where they're giving you a makeover. What does it mean to you to be a girl dad?
It's the greatest.
And you have three daughters.
I have three daughters. Yes. And my oldest daughter is a wrestler in WWE.
Yes.
So she's coming up in NXT. And so being a girl dad is the greatest blessing of my life. And keep in mind, I had my first daughter. I was 29 when I had her. So in a way, I like to say we grew up together. Mm-hmm. So to be in the relationship I have with her now, at this level, in a beautiful way, the world of pro wrestling has bonded us, my older daughter. But now my little ones are, now that I'm older, you live life a little bit, you think you're a little wiser. There is nothing greater than school pickups and drop-offs and that kind of stuff where, you know, I always fall for it. Like, I'm a fool because it's like, Daddy, do you want a makeover? And I'm like, hey, I got to go to the meeting. And they're like, no, you know, you can't say no.
Yeah.
My face gets painted red like that. Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, you know this. Yeah. That's lipstick. I didn't know that you can't get lipstick on. Look at everybody laughing. I bet.
You can't just get it off.
It took me days to get lipstick on, but it's a blessing.
I love, but it keeps you balanced, right?
My daughter had me spinning on TikTok the other day.
Oh, my goodness. How was
it? Very embarrassing,
but
to say the least.
But you love it.
Of course I do. There
it is.
That's the problem.
There it is.
I'm in love.
Yes.
You understand? I love my daughter. That's the damn problem. And they get away with everything.
It's your why. It's your why. Everybody's got to have a why.
And also, you know, and then we realize just as dudes and as men and as fathers, and you know this too, like that's the first, that's the first reference of what a man should be in her life.
Absolutely. 100%.
Absolutely.
It is such a pleasure to have you here.
Likewise.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
I know
guys.
You're very busy.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
In that pinky ring.
Yes.
I don't know if that's vintage, but I'm obsessed with rings, if you can tell. I've been staring at it the entire show. It's amazing.
Really? There you go.
No.
Yep.
Are you serious?
I am.
Stop it. This is incredible.
It's really
She's never taking it off.
No, I have to tell you the truth. So actually, real quick, then we'll go. So Nick Khan's sister-in-law, Lisette Mora, is one of my dear friends, and she's my stylist. And I was literally going to text her, like, we need something like this, a vintage. This
is
wow.
It is vintage. Means
thank
a lot to me,
so
but
much.
It means so much that you called it out.
Sure?
Absolutely, 100%.
She's not taking it off. Trust me.
So special.
She's not taking it off.
Thank
it is
you.
Special.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, I'm being told I have to go. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Yeah, yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah! We got it! My top five non-quarterbacks to watch out for.
Keep in mind, the list is fluid. The list is fluid. Subject to interpretation, alterage, alterations, and all of that other stuff. Okay, let's go to number five on the list. Give it to me right now, please. Right now. Bam! Zay Flowers. Why? The rookie can ball. Wasn't a 1,000-yard receiver. Had nearly 900 yards. But you know he's a weapon that Lamar Jackson will rely upon, particularly when it comes to spreading the field. We understand that. We don't know about the status of Mark Andrews. We don't know whether or not OBJ is going to have any kind of impact. We know that the Kansas City defense could make some noise. We know that Lamar Jackson can run out of the backfield. But if Zay Flowers can sit up there and create some opportunities for Baltimore's offense, who knows what could happen? They could knock off Patrick Mahomes. He ain't top four, though. Give me top four right now, please. Bam! Trent Williams. There is nothing to talk about here. Did you see the 49ers lose three straight games this year? You know why? Because that brother wasn't available at the tackle spot. The brother is big time. We all know how all-world he is when it comes to protecting the quarterback, when it comes to even blocking against the run, when it comes to taking big, massive bodies and shoving them aside like cheap pieces of paper. That's what Trent Williams brings to the table. Notice that no one messes with him. No one. You never see anybody smack-talking. You never see anybody trying to push him around. They don't mess with that brother because he's elite. He ain't top three, though. Give me top three right now, please. Bam! Jamal Gibbs. Let me tell y'all something right now. This brother can ball. We saw what he did against Tampa Bay last week. in the postseason. In the postseason, we saw what he did during the regular season. We know they can run the football. If they can run the football, that frees things up because you got to cut, you got to suffocate the gap a little bit. You obviously going to compromise your secondary. Jared Goff can go back, and then all of a sudden, you've got the multitude of weapons. Amon-Ra St. Brown and the rest of the crew out there to throw the ball to with Laporta as well. Let me not forget him and the rest of the crew. This is what they need. They need a running game. Go to the number two spot, please, right there. Give it to me right now. Bam! Travis Kelce. I don't care what the hell the Kansas City Chiefs done in terms of their wide receivers over the last 2 weeks in terms of catching the football. I still saw all of them damn drops during the regular season. Even though he's a person that's dropped a couple himself this year, we all know this future Hall of Famer, one of the greatest tight ends in the history of football, Travis Kelce. What a reliable weapon he is for Patrick Mahomes. That doesn't change right now. He just ain't number one on the list. Give it to me right now, please. Bam! CMC Christian McCaffrey. It's necessary. As Shannon Sharpe articulated earlier, he's the best player on the field for both teams. We know what time it is. We know what he brings to the table. Deebo Samuels is left out of this because we don't know whether or not he's going to play or not. That's the only reason I left him off this list. We don't know whether he's going to play or not. But for those that we know are on this on the roster to be playing this weekend,
you want to go on?
Christian McCaffrey, Travis Kelce, Amir Gibbs, Trent Williams, Zay Flowers. Non-quarterbacks, key word, to watch out for. That's where I'm at with it. Here's my list.
All right, Shay, you're up first. Talk to me.
I mean, I like the list. I could easily, we got a lot of things in common, Stephen A., with the list. The Christian McCaffrey, number one. The Trent Williams situation, I went with the right tackles because they're going to have to find a way to neutralize, especially Aiden Hutchinson.
Yep.
So I really like that. But what I got away from, Stephen A., I went in terms of winning the ball game. For number five, I got the Ravens running back, Gus Edwards and Justin Hill.
Okay.
Because they are the guys that once they get the lead from Mahomes, they're going to be able to keep Mahomes on the sideline. And look, we understand Lamar. And like, I'm glad we went non-quarterbacks because we know the quarterbacks are always the key figures. But I think Hill and Edwards being able to control the game, keep Patrick Mahomes, because unlike the Buffalo Bills, if they possess the ball for 9 minutes, they're going to end up with touchdowns. So we got four right. I went Amon St. Brown for my number three guy, and let me tell you why. Because he's the party starter for the Lions. He gets everybody going. When he gets his hands on the football, especially remember when in Detroit, he gets them going. They are handed to him. They'll throw bubble screens to him, and he's great down the field and run
but
after the catch.
Doesn't that happen after they show they can run a football?
Wait, pause. Hold on 1 sec, real quick, because I screwed up the traffic a little bit here. Sorry, Shay. 1 sec.
Oh, you want to vote?
QR code.
Yeah, go ahead.
QR code on the screen, guys. Scan that bad boy. Send in your grades. You know we always grade Stephen at the end, and we want you a part of it.
All right, Shay. Finish your last two.
Number two, I went Isaiah Pacheco. Because it was his ability.
It's a good one.
Go on.
It's a really good one.
It was his ability to run the football in Buffalo that allowed to slow that pass rush down and allow play and Patrick Mahomes to get to the play action. So I think he's going to be – because if you become one-dimensional against the Ravens, you can't beat them. So you're going to have to run the football. I went with Pacheco. And again, I agree, Christian McCaffrey is the best player on the field offense for the Lions and the 49ers.
All right, what's the grade, Shannon, before Jeff gets in here?
You know what? I like, you know what, Stephen A? I'm going to give you a strong, I'm talking about a strong, the strongest of the strong, A minus.
You are always too soft on him.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him an A minus. Because he makes them,
and it's just, you know what, Shannon? I'm already like have a beef with you for today's show, and it's just unbelievable.
Listen, it's not Shannon's fault you ripped your skirt. It's not Shannon's fault you ripped your skirt.
He went with a lot of obvious.
He didn't do this. You did that.
Okay.
You remember your leg pressing all of that stuff, and it ripped because he said you're working out a leg?
Yeah.
All right, this is getting awkward now.
You did that. Shannon ain't do that to you.
Okay, yep.
I don't know what happened. I just walked off.
I split my skirt, but I have pants now.
Oh, I got
we saved the day.
Yeah, what happened to the skirt?
Welcome to live TV.
The Rock was coming to the studio. He couldn't see a rip near the knee. He couldn't see it. That could happen.
I mean, it was thigh, but good guy. It was actually thigh. So, like, let's all settle down.
I was trying.
Oh, you were trying to be nice?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jen.
Go ahead, Jen.
I actually like it. So, I'm going to say this. So, to me, when you were talking about Hill and Edwards, that makes a lot more sense to me than Zay Flowers, and I'm going to say why. Because the offensive line for the Ravens have got to be very proficient. Them running the ball will take pressure off of them giving it because their edges, their tackles against the pass. No, I get it.
You have to pick one.
Okay, well, you pick. So, but I do like, because I think the matchup from the tackles, Ravens, and being able to pass block is going to be much more difficult if they can't get the run game going. Now, Zay Flowers is going to have a big game as well. So I'm not going to slight you too much. It's just the way you see the game. Trent Williams for sure. So the Gibbs thing, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
So Decker and Sewell being able to play against Armstead, against Joey Bosa. Okay. Yep. So Panay Sewell versus Joey Bosa. How important is this going to be? And even Young on the outside. But he's going to be good.
Okay.
Everybody's going to be good. But the issue for those matchups are what's going to set up Gibbs and St. Brown for their success. Because the bottom line is, if the 49ers can't get pressure on Goff, he will carve them up. And right now, they haven't been able to stop the run great, so that's going to be an issue. So this game is going to be about that D-line, and the offensive line for the Detroit Lions is big. I actually like the Kelce thing because it's not just – Pacheco, to me, is – I love the run game, so you know I'm always going to love that. The touchdowns that he just scored, he is the catalyst. And so whether it's eight catches and one touchdown or whatever it is, him pushing the ball opens up Rice. It opens up Pacheco to be able to do what he does. He has to be explosive. It can't just be a six catch for 40-yard type game.
Okay.
He's got to have some big ones. And then McCaffrey is the dude. He's the best player on the 49ers. He's got to have that type of day for them to beat Detroit and go to the Super Bowl.
So you're actually unbiased, unlike Shannon, who butters up to Stephen A.
He's a name dropper, right? He lives in a different world.
Kidding? It's
right? So he's a bit of a name dropper.
It's beyond.
So he likes to find the names, right? Like Flowers sells, right? Like Ronnie Stanley doesn't sell. You know what I mean? Like Kelce sells.
No.
Look. Who was right?
One quick comment. Who the hell?
No, we do.
Yep. They're wrong.
What did I say?
But America always gets it right. Yep. They're always in lockstep with our analysts.
Real quick.
I mean, you've been talking all morning. Sure.
It's not name drop when you're a name.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I forget.
Oh.
You can think about, hold on. Oh. Let's think about this. Let's think about Stephen A's last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Last couple weeks. He's with Jordan. He's hanging out in suites with Jordan. Now he's got The Rock over here. Like, he's living in a different elevation.
Black diamond ring.
You know what I mean?
Rock didn't give me some black diamond ring. I mean, he didn't do that.
Come on. Like, real, recognize real. It was just not. What do you want?
Who you sit beside
him? You've had some good weeks, bro.
Nobody recognizes real more than you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
You need to go sit down somewhere in that purple suit. All right? You're on one today, and just take it up.
You feeling good?
Take it on back.
Hey, if you're going to be the manager of The Rock, you got to put some LBs
Shannon,
back on.
Shannon, I need you out here to help me. All right, so get on the bird. Get out here on the East Coast. Enough of this nonsense.
Help them.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stephen A., quick take for you. Earlier this morning, I discussed, as reported by Adrian Wojnarowski, the Hornets are trading Terry Rozier to the Heat for a 2027 first-round pick and Kyle Lowry. Stephen A., what's your reaction to this? What kind of difference is this going to make for the Heat coming out of the East?
My condolences to Kyle Lowry for going from the Heat to that culture. But I am ecstatic for Terry Rozier. He's a rough rider, really tough-minded, 23-point-per-game scorer, shooting 45% from the field. And him with Jimmy Butler, special. Special things could happen with the Miami Heat acquiring this kid because he could score.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. Whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement, Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod and have a fabulous day. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. What a show, what a show, what a time, Shannon Sharp. Tell me this. Who do you trust more Sunday, Goff or Purdy?
That's like saying which is heavier, a ton of bricks or a ton of feathers. Damn, they're about the same, aren't they? I'm going to lean Purdy. I think Kyle Shanahan will do a great job of coaching him up. He won't make the costly mistake. I think the 49ers defensive line will put pressure on Goff. They'll coax him into at least one mistake. And I think that's probably the difference in the ball game. So I'm going to say I'm leaning towards I trust Purdy a little more than I trust Goff.
To me, I trust Goff. I just think that the other guys, like you talk about Christian McCaffrey and those brothers, him or Debo, will make something happen in order for San Francisco to win this game. But I think the better quarterback Sunday will be Jared Goff.
Well, Brock Purdy will probably have to do the least because now we run bubble screens, get the ball in our playmaker's hand, and not ask him to be something that he's not. And so I think Kyle Shanahan will rely a lot more on Christian McCaffrey on Sunday to get the job done.
Well, let me ask you this, Shannon. How difficult do you think it's going to be for for Detroit to get Brock Purdy to be out of character and to do things he normally would feel uncomfortable doing?
Well, what we've seen over the last couple of games is that the Detroit Lions like to bring pressure. And the thing is, Brock Purdy normally does really well with pressure. He does a great job of getting the ball out of his hands, getting the ball into his playmakers, and let Ayuk, and if Debo plays, Jennings, those guys do great run after the catch. Kittle are great run after the catch guys. And so if they can't get pressure, but you're asking an awful lot because you can talk about some of the best run after the catch guys in a blitz situation. So in a situation like that, Stephen A., your corners, your safeties have to be excellent tacklers because a 10-yard route will turn into a 40-yard touchdown because the 49ers are as good as run after catch receivers as we have in this league.
Okay. Hey, Shannon, we got to roll in like 20 seconds. So are you taking the Ravens and the Niners to win this weekend?
Yeah, if you force me to pick it right now, yeah, I'm leaning Ravens and 49ers, a rematch of Christmas.
That's where I'm at.
You're going Ravens 49ers as well.
But I'm very iffy because I think Detroit can beat San Francisco. I mean, we know what Mahomes can do, but I'm still going with the Ravens. But I'm much more iffy on Detroit than San Francisco. I think Detroit can win, but I'm going to pick San Francisco.
Fair enough. Hey, Shannon, Stephen A., you too. Stay out of the headlines, all right? Stay out of trouble. Stay out of headlines. Try not to go viral today, okay?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.